Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, speaking of being funny, hit it.
Let's do some speed jokes sponsored by Team Hochberg. Got a joke today from Dennis Barthel and Jeff Baroiak in LaGrange Park. And Lori Laycock sent us a joke in Indiana. Carol, thank you from Carol Stream and Marilyn and Wheaton. And Dave Carr in Canada sent us a joke. And Mike Altshuler did too. And from Richard Joyce at the Barrington Bus Company, your school bus driver's now hiring, he says. We got a joke from Mike from the Twin Towns in Minnesota. We'll talk more about Minnesota in the show today. It's our best of the Midwest if you want to go there. Ray Hayes in Galesburg sent a joke. Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin. And Debbie from Palatine, which she says is the town next to the new home of the Chicago Bears. A guy told me a shark attacked him yesterday. The shark took out his whole left side.
Oh, my.
He said, don't worry, he's all right. I taught my kids a little something about democracy last night by having them vote on what movie to watch and what pizza to order, and then I pick the movie and pizza because I have the most money.
John, what's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
I don't know, and I don't care. My friend Ty came first in the Beijing Marathon. He wasn't awarded the gold medal, though. The Chinese refused to acknowledge Ty won.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a guy at 9 a.m.
I think tonight I'll roast some chicken, steam some broccoli, probably do some garlic mashed potatoes.
In this scene, Dave Ennett will portray the same guy at 5:30 p.m.
Hello, Malnati's.
At my funeral, can someone dress in all black with an umbrella and watch from a distance on a hill so my family thinks I had something really big and mysterious going on? How many nihilists does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
Doesn't matter, Dave. I mean, really, does anything matter? My wife is leaving me.
I thought she left you yesterday.
That's a different joke. That was my girlfriend. Now it's my wife leaving me, Dave.
Why?
Because I'm balding.
Oh, gee.
That's fine. It's hair loss. Scott Patton writes, hey, John Williams, listen to this. A few years ago, says one of our listeners, Scott, while clearing out my parents' house, I came across an old cassette recorder, and in it was a cassette I made when I was probably in the fifth or sixth grade. I was pretending to be a DJ, and at one point between songs, I decided to tell a few jokes. So these are from a 10 to 11-year-old circa 1969. What's green and sings? Elvis Parsley. What's brown and sings? Elvis Pretzel. What's green and goes slam, 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 slam? That's a four-door pickle. And then he says, here's the big finish, John. What goes, ha, 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 thud? Someone laughing their head off. Not bad, Scott. 1969, 10 years old, little more time travel for
I
us
wonder
today.
What became of him? What is he now?
I didn't ask. I said, man, I'd love to have the audio of that. Can we play it? You know, hey, now, here's a song by the Rolling Stones. Wait, I got a hot one for you. Which was me when I started my career. Hey, John Williams, kids in my Beverly neighborhood like to climb this huge mound of dirt, and then they push someone off. They call themselves the Beverly Hill Bullies.